the top 10 countdown with Gary L. And an absent Gigi's Boo tonight. She's not feeling so well today. So, looks like it's a solo run. Oh, no. I don't think I have the tickets to fly solo. But we'll go ahead and give it a try anyway. Okay, I see a question in the chat room. This is the top 10 from 1953. And if you've recovered from cutting your wrists last week for the crazy music selection from 1952, I think we're going to see that this is a much better year for us folks. Yeah. Yeah, Grimnir. Well, say hello to everybody in the different chat rooms. We've got Real Liberty Media, RLM Radio, in the chat room over there, IRC chat. Been around for a long time. And we have a chat room over at the Suspect Sky Discord channel, the Music Enjoyment Chat. If you're a Patreon member over there, you can jump in. And hopefully there'll be some folks tuning in on that side. So I've managed to, I think, have the landscape set up here so I can kind of see both chat rooms. And we'll see as we go through our contests for all the imaginary, genuine prizes, like the prize behind door number 3 and all the money in the world and an unlimited supply of Bitcoin, all these things. Now, we have all that for you. And if you notice, I'm going to have to drag things out a little bit so, in order to make this hour. Because, you know, 10 songs, we can go through that pretty quickly. So why don't we start? Now, this number 10 song from 1953 is interesting, and we'll talk about it after. It's Believe by Frankie Lane.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky,
number 10 song from 1953 on the top 10 countdown with Gary L. and Gigi's Boo, I Believe by Frankie Lane. That song was written by Irvin Drake, Irvin Graham, Jimmy Sherrill, and Ollie Stillman in 1953. It was commissioned and introduced by Jane Froman on her television show and became the first hit song ever introduced on TV. Froman was troubled by the uprising of the Korean War so soon after World War II, so she actually asked the writers to compose that song that would offer hope and faith to the populace. It would, the commercial recording, reach the number 11 in the Billboard charts during the 10-week stay, and as was pointed out in the chat room, it's been recorded by a whole lot of different people. The Frankie Lane version was the most successful one in the United States, where it reached number 2 for 3 weeks. So that's what you needed to know about that song, I guess. So how's everyone doing tonight? Let's see, going on, chat room. Uh-oh, they're talking about behind the curtain stuff. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. I think that's what they say now, right? Yeah, I believe I was just listening to Hal Anthony's Behind the Woodshed here on Real Liberty Media, RLM Radio, from 3 to 5. And if you're coming in late, don't come in late. Come in at 3, actually come in at noon. And you can come into the IRC chat and play Trivial Pursuit with the gang while Grimner plays blues. And I believe that starts at noon o'clock Eastern time. So you got a whole Sunday lineup that you can follow along here at RLM. I recommend that you do so. Yeah, Wild Island Cat says, I believe the truth is out there, right? Yeah. Hi, Vinny, over in the RLM chat. Okay, what about the news? Was there any news? I don't know. What about 1953? You think they had news in 1953? I hope so. Well, let me see if I can find some. All right, okay. Reference that song we just played. The Korean Armistice was signed on July 27th of 1953. So, I guess good times came again. The first issue of TV Guide magazine hit the newsstands on April 3rd. Probably should have been April 1st, right? In 10 cities with a circulation of 1.5 million. That's pretty good, huh? And here's one a Grimnir, at least, and probably many others out there, will want to mark this day, the 7th of May, 1953. The concept of the integrated circuit was first published by Jeffrey W. A. Dummer. So there you go. The chip was kicked off in 1953, at least conceptually. Yeah, so how about number 9? Now, we're going to do number 9 and number 8 back-to-back. And the reason for that will become apparent. They're both by Perry Como.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights, too many stars, too many moons to change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Don't you linger in the moonlight when I'm gone.
While I'm gone.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart.
Don't let the moon break your heart.
Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
I'll ever love.
I'll ever love. only one.
You're the only one I'll ever love.
For you, only the dream we knew, no other love. Watching the night go by, wishing that you could be, watching the night with me. Into the night I cry, hurry home, come home to me. Set me free, free from doubt and free from longing. Into your arms I'll fly, locked in your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I, no other love.
Como, 1953, Good Grief, No Other Love. And prior to that, Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes. I noticed in the chat room there's a whole lot of interaction. They're enjoying that song. And isn't it much better than last week, right? Okay, but Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes. It was actually a country song about a man away from home who was worried that his girlfriend might unwittingly stray from their relationship. It was sung, or recorded actually, in many different styles by many different artists. Originally it was written by Winston Moore, whose stage name was actually Slim Willett, and some of you folks out there will recognize that name, I suspect. And it was originally published in 1952. And the following song, if I can get to it, No Other Love, here we are, is a show tune, actually, from a 1953 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, Me and Juliet. Richard Rodgers originally composed the tune with the title Beneath the Southern Cross for the NBC television series Victory at Sea. How many people remember that? I remember growing up as a kid to watch that, all about World War II, naval engagements and things. When Rodgers and Hammerstein collaborated on Me and Juliet, Rodgers took his old melody and set it to new words by Hammerstein, producing the song No Other Love. It has a tango rhythm that Rodgers referred to as a languid tango in his autobiography. And it should not be confused, by the way, with an earlier song of the same name in 1950. The melody for the 1950 song was taken from Etude in E Major, Opus 10, Number 3 by Frédéric Chopin. So, yeah, I don't think we could probably not confuse those two. So, you know what time I think it is? I think it's time for the first contest. Who's up for the contest? Anybody? Got your thinking hats on? And I'm going to do a little bit of a delay so we have a little better opportunity to get the right answers in chat rooms. So, as you've probably guessed already, for all the money in the world, fiat currency, that is, we don't give away real money. We try to keep that. Who won the 1953 World Series? Who do you think won the 1953 World Series? Okay, 1953 World Series. We'll drag it out here a little bit, see if anyone has an answer, because I know there's about at least 5 to 10 second delay on the transmission here. And the guys in the chat room are a lot faster than that. So, okay, I see people guessing Dodgers and Twins and Red Sox and Yankees and Wild Island Cat. What's up with that? Wild Island Cat gets it correct.
Winner!
Yes, ma'am. Wild Island Cat got this correct in the 1953 World Series, won by the New York Yankees over the Brooklyn Dodgers. There again, that same crosstown rivalry that we saw last year, I believe. It came up again this year. They won a 4-2 series. So that was very good. Wild Island Cat has won all the money in the world. And I'm not sure what she's going to do with all that, because I understand that she really doesn't like money. Oh. She says she cheats. I time travel really fast. It's called blinking. Okay. Yeah, and I see over Vinny also answered. Oh. I don't know if he got in or not. But, you know, whatever. Let's play him a winner song.
Winner. Yeah.
Okay, Wild Island Cat, you have to share all that money with Vinny. Okay, let's go over to number 7. Another beautiful song. There was a whole lot. That's okay. He admitted he was late, and that deserves an honor prize. So half the money in the world goes to Vinny for being honest. Okay, April in Portugal by Les Baxter.
Thank you.
April in Portugal. How about that song? See, things are a little bit bouncier in 1953 for some strange. I don't know. I still am marveling at how different the 52 list was. I can't quite get my head wrapped around that. But April in Portugal was a popular song and had also had the name The Whispering Serenade. The music was written by Raul Ferraro with Portuguese lyrics by José Gallardo. That kind of rhymes, huh? It was a something called a fado, and I'm sure some of you folks know what that is. I didn't have time to look that up. A fado named Coimbra, about the city of that name in 1947. Not sure what was going on in 1947 there. The English lyrics were written by Jimmy Kennedy and set to the music, though many of the most popular versions, like the one you just heard, were instrumentals. Is also recorded in French by the tenor Luis Pissarro. Well, there you go. April in Portugal. Neat. Neat stuff. Neat stuff. Everybody's still awake. Oh, hey, okay, I have a request at the Discord chat, the music enjoyment chat. Can I get a shout out to my neighbor Barb? Tuning in from chilly Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, Canada. Hello, Barb. What's up? What are we going to do for Barb here, guys? What do you think? How about we play Till I Waltz Again with You? Teresa Brewer, the number 6 song from 1953.
Till I waltz again with you, let no other hold your charm. If my dreams should all come true, you'll be waiting for my arm. Till I kiss you once again, keep my love locked in your heart. Darling, I'll return and then we will never have to part. Till I waltz again with you, just the way we are tonight. I will keep my promise true, just the way, for you are my guiding light. Till I waltz again with you, again with you, just the way we are tonight. I will keep my promise true, for you are my guiding light, my light, my light. I will keep my promise true till I waltz again with you.
Teresa Brewer, the number 6 song, Till I Waltz Again with You. I couldn't help but notice a Vinny talking over in the RLM chat about how we could live back in those days. Well, guess what? I did live back in those days. I wasn't very old. But I hear what you're saying. Gigi Boo and I say that all the time, that we were born a little bit too late. And, you know, I guess that happens. Just kind of enjoy the music of the time. And the one you just heard, and get back to it. I messed up my thing here. Till I Waltz Again with You, Teresa Brewer. A popular song written by Sid Prosen. It was recorded originally August 19th, 1952. Rather than a waltz, as the title suggests, it's a slow ABBA shuffle. Another thing, I'm not sure what it is. ABBA, A-A-B-A, like as in the band, I guess. ABBA shuffle. Coral Records released it as a single, which first entered the Billboard bestseller chart on December 6, 1952. Remained on the chart for 22 weeks, including 7 weeks at number one. The song also reached number one in the Cashbox chart for 6 weeks in 1953. Well, well, well. What do you know about that? And poor old Gigi's Boo just not doing so well today. But everybody give a shout out to Gigi's Boo. Positive, positive, positive. Let's see if we can get Gigi's Boo feeling better here. All right. And as we think about all those positive things, let's go to a number five song. How about Ames Brothers? Everybody like the Ames Brothers? I certainly do. You.
I'm in love with you, you. I could be so true to someone like you. Do what you ought to do. Take me in your arms, please do. Let me cling to you. We were meant for each other, sure as heaven's above. We were meant for each other, to have, to hold, and to love. You. There's no one like you. You could make my dreams come true if you say you love me. Sure as heaven's above, we were meant for each other, to have, to hold, and to love. You. There's no one like you. You could make my dreams come if you say you love me too.
You, the Ames Brothers. And Gigi's Boo, we had lots of stuff popped in the chat room. Sending much love and healing to Gigi's Boo from Wild Island Cat and the group at Prince Edward Island, Canada. And over in the RLM chat room, Grimnir says, Gigi's Boo, we feel better. We love you. All right. Hopefully that'll help get things straightened out for you. You, Ames Brothers, recorded by the Alvin Stardust, was one version. How do you know? What do you know about that? There's several different versions. But this song was published in 1953, written by Lothar Ollius, the original German lyrics by Walter Rothenberg. Now, who knew that that was a German song to begin with? The English lyrics were written by Robert Mellon. The Ames Brothers, which you just heard, was made at the Manhattan Center, New York, on May 16, 1953, released by RCA Victor and by EMI on his master's label. Became a hit in the USA in 1953, reaching the number one spot in the Billboard charts. Well, there you go. The Ames Brothers. Now, I think most of us know that one of those Ames Brothers became an actor in Hollywood. And this is not a contest, but anybody remember what movies or which Ames Brother that is? Let's ask that question and see what comes up. And that's a separate question, but the next contest is about to get underway. And let's see, we're going to pick this one. Who won the 1953 Stanley Cup? Okay, we're going to drag it out here a little bit to see who won the 1953 Stanley Cup. And leaning on the Canadians kind of hard. Oh, what was that? What did you say? Did Eva say the Canadians? What do you think about that?
Winner!
Yes, ma'am, the Canadiens, Montreal, defeated Boston in the 1953 Stanley Cup. You see, it was a cross-border rivalry there, though. And good job, Eva. I think Eva was going to get the prize behind door number three. And you can decide what that is on your own.
I'm walking behind you on your wedding day, and I'll hear you promise to love and obey, though you may forget. Again, with a love that's new, but I shall wish again I was kissing you, 'cause I'll always love you wherever you go. Parted, I want you to know that if things go wrong, dear, and fate is unkind, look over your shoulder, I'm walking. if things should go wrong, dear, and fate is unkind. Look over your shoulder. I'm walking behind.
I'm walking behind you, Frankie Lane. What about that? Thought that was kind of a, I don't know, I kind of had a feeling of a glass half empty theme behind that song. But it was a popular song written by Billy Reed, published in 1953. The original version was by Dorothy Squires, who recorded it in the United Kingdom with the orchestra of Billy Reed. I said Frankie Lane. No, it was Eddie Fisher. My mistake. And by the way, a little while ago, you heard me bump the record player and the needle skip back on the song a little bit. I apologize for that. But this low tech that we use here doesn't always work out so well. How about a Kentucky Derby champion? This is off the board. Anybody can answer this? Who won the 1953 Kentucky Derby? Let's go ahead and take a look and see if anybody's got a handle on that one. It's not an official contest. It is a way to burn a little time. We need to burn time. So let's see. Everybody's quiet in the chat room. I guess we don't have any horse racing aficionados. So I'll have to tell you that somebody in the Discord chat would probably appreciate the name of this horse. Because the name of the horse is Dark Star. Dark Star won the 1953 Kentucky Derby. Alrighty. Number three. Now this one, known as a novelty song, but I certainly remember it, and I think a lot of other people might just remember it as well.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bar. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. He can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale.
That's a popular novelty song written by Bob Merrill in 1952 and loosely based on the folk tune Carnival of Venice. This song is also loosely based on the song Oh, Where Has My Little Dog Gone? The best-known version you just heard, Patti Page, December 18, 1952, released January 1953 by Mercury under the title The Doggy in the Window. And that's the name of that tune. So, like somebody said in the chat room, who didn't know that song? Who didn't sing that song as a kid? I think a lot of people did. Okay, we're going to jump down to number two, and Les Paul and Mary Ford. We like those guys, don't we? Vaya con Dios.
It's dark, the town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Now the village mission bells are softly ringing. If you listen with your heart, you'll hear them singing. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Wherever you may be, I'll be beside you. Although your many million dreams away, each night I'll say a prayer to guide you, to hasten every lonely hour of every lonely day. Now the dawn is breaking through a great tomorrow, but the memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my darling.
May God be with you as the dog barks. As usual, right? It's always this time of day. People are such creatures of habit. Have you ever noticed that? Yeah, they start up things like chainsaws and right in the middle of the show and all kinds of fun stuff like that. The song was written by Larry Russell, Inez James, and Buddy Pepper and first recorded by Anita O'Day in December 1952. Les Paul, as you just heard, and Mary Ford had the number one recording of the song in 1953. Members of the Western Writers of America chose it as one of the top 100 Western songs of all time. Well, you know about that. And you know what time it is, speaking of all time, for another contest, if you can hear this. I don't know if you can hear it or not. We're going to go right on through. Okay, so what are we going to do about the next contest. Let's see. We have to come up with something new and different. Okay, here it is. For the final Jeopardy question, what was the number one rated TV show of 1953? we have twin winners. Moosekill guest, Leave It to Beaver. Unfortunately, I Love Lucy, Kate. And, scroll up, and Wild Island Cat. Both hit it almost simultaneously.
Winner!
Yeah, I Love Lucy was the highest rated TV show of 1953. So there you go. Good job, you guys. You got to share, I don't know what. I'm not sure what the final Jeopardy prize was. You guys make up something and then share it with each other. Okay, before we do the number one song, we always do something a little bit different. Now, Gigi's Boo usually spins the wheel, but I'm going to have to do that. So let me reach over here and get it that way. Here we go. Oh, we reach back in the rack, and the number 15 comes up on the wheel. And this is a fun song, St. George and the Dragonette.
The legend you are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8.05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. You call me, chief?
Yes, the dragon again. Devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Said you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8.22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He burned me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11.45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard it was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you've seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and, like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3.05 p.m., I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
Yeah, number 15, St. George and the Dragonette. Hope we all enjoyed that. That was actually kind of a fun piece. It was a short audio satire recorded August 26, 1953 by Stan Freberg for Capitol Records, which released September 21st, 1953. as a 45 RPM single. And it reached number one on both the Billboard and the Cashbox record charts. Scripted by Freeburg and Dawes Butler, the spoof combined the tale of St. George and the Dragon with the popular 50s radio TV series Dragnet. The recording was a number one hit, selling over a million copies in the first 3 weeks. The cast featured Freeburg, Butler, June Foray, and Hi Everback. Freeburg used a variation of the line, "Just the facts, ma'am," which was popularly associated with Dragnet despite it having never been used in the series. Freeburg actually said, "We just want to get the facts, sir." Freeburg wanted to use the original Dragnet opening theme music by Walter Schumann, but Capitol Records insisted that he get permission of Dragnet star and creator Jack Webb. But being a Freeburg fan, Webb liked the idea, approved the use of the theme, and allowed Freeburg to use the same orchestra from the Dragnet series with Schumann conducting. The recording had to be restarted several times because the trombone players were laughing so hard at the jokes that they were unable to play their instruments. Schumann's music was issued on sheet music with a front cover photograph of Freeburg minus his glasses, a humorous close-up with noir lighting as if it were still from Dragnet. What a fun idea. And for it to reach the 15, it was actually, as you heard, it was number one. It was a million record seller, but rated for the end of the year as number 15. Well, let's see. I think we've just about hit the back of the shelf here. Let me reach a little bit deeper. Is there anything else? Just the number one song is left. Well. What are we going to do? Let's see. Let's just say one more get well, Gigi's boo, and thanks everyone who's listened in here at the Real Liberty Media and Discord chat rooms. Everybody seemed like they had a good time, and I'm glad you enjoyed it, because I always enjoy doing this. It's especially fun considering all the other stuff that's going on, but you have to bear in mind that this is just a temporary situation. Everything's going to be fine. And we'll get on out the door with the song from Moulin Rouge. See you again next time on Top 10 Countdown with Gary L. and Gigi's Boo. Bye-bye.
I worry and wonder. Your
that I'm someone else. You must break the spell, this cloud that I'm under. So please, won't you tell me?